Talented, articulate leaders drive real progress in any industry. In the insurance world, the voices of these leaders resonate through tens of thousands of organizations. Applied Systems is pleased to bring you these voices in our leadership series, a collection of podcasts that feature insurance leaders telling their own stories and lending their perspectives on timely issues. Listen to insurance leaders talk of tackling business challenges head-on, discussing issues such as communication between agents and brokers and their carriers, improving customer service, enhancing efficiency and profitability, and more. We hope you'll find our guests intriguing and informative. Your host for the leadership series is Peter Van Aartrijk Jr., Managing Director of the Van Aartrijk Group. For 20 years, Peter has helped independent agents and brokers turn marketing and communications challenges into business advantages.
Peter Van Aartrijk here this morning with Jeff Yates as part of our leadership series, and Jeff is the Executive Director of the Agents Council for Technology, or ACT, which is an organization of the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America, the Big I. And Jeff, you've been with the Big I for 31 years, and you've done a lot of work over the years advocating for independent agents and brokers.
I think independent agents have their best opportunity that they've ever had. New technologies and other things that are creating great opportunities for agents to move forward. It's a wonderful time for agents and to have your business and to grow your business and increase the value of your business. And we're all trying to improve the use of technology and workflow in the business. The bottom line is getting agents as much as possible to be very specific in what they want to see in the future in terms of their workflows and technology, and then to communicate that with the industry and work with the industry to try to make it happen.
And one of the things you went through recently was some strategic planning of your own to decide what are the issues we really need to be working on inside ACT.
Let me first preface my comments by saying that on the ACT website, there's a lot of information. And if an agent looks at the highlight section, you get a really quick overview of what's available to them. Because part of what ACT tries to do is produce information and reports for agents to help them as they make their technology decisions and transition to improve technologies. And that actually is at www.independentagent.com/act.
One of the things that's really beneficial is the catastrophe planning document, which is chock full of tips that agents can use right away in their agency. Every agency needs a catastrophe plan.
Yeah, absolutely. The disaster plan planning we've done for agents, I think, is very useful. We've had, for the last 2 years, a strategic future issues work group. They have been focused on identifying the hard trends. Those are trends we know are going to continue to occur and that are going to impact us. And based on those hard trends, look at the implications for agents, carriers, vendors, and then come up with must-do items for the industry.
Okay, so let's take a look at them.
I think we all know that people increasingly are looking to the internet first if they ever need information about any business. And then if you ask the question, where are agents positioned on websites? And the recent Augie survey indicated that it has not been a high priority for agents, and the brand of many independent agents is not on the internet, is not strong on the internet. But if the public is increasingly going there, we need to materially change that. So one of the must-do items that the industry's agreed on is to come up with some best practices of what agents can do on websites. But it's also to look at the whole area of search, because as you know, people are using Google and Yahoo and other search engines in order to find this information. And agents, for the most part, have not integrated that into their marketing plans, or they're not familiar how they can use search effectively in order to be found. If you Google for an agency in your particular hometown, does your agency come up, for example? But the whole idea of establishing your brand on the internet is a key strategy. So we're going to be coming up with information for agents. And the other key part of that must do is the need for the industry to work to have more functionality available on the agent website. In other words, some of the functionality that agents can now access from carriers, such as billing and claims information and electronic policy information, we need to have that available through the agent site. And also, agents need to start thinking about how I can use my website for sales as well.
Okay, and these are must-dos that will impact agents and the independent agent channel, and that we got to do something about it. And that's the first one is related to web agency websites and the functionality on the website and the search. What's the second one?
Second one deals with the whole security issue and the need for the industry to come up with a consistent security strategy so that we can all protect the security of private customer information in a way that doesn't add great inefficiency for agencies. We've all had the experience of trying to manage passwords, and that's been, you know, a tremendous hassle for agents. So we need, as we look at other security needs, try to be more efficient here. So, for example, the industry is looking at the possibility of using digital certificates as a more secure way to authenticate agencies rather than the password approach, where you can have a consistent digital certificate that can be used by multiple carriers, for example. So that's one area that we're looking at, and we're hoping the industry will do something that will make it more efficient. But that's one in process. The other important thing is email. It's important for agents to realize that when you send an email, it's like an open postcard in the mail. Therefore, you can't put private customer information on there and expect that it'll be protected. A number of the companies are looking at secure email, and as we look at various technologies that are available there, we need to make sure that if secure email is used, that it is an efficient process for agents and doesn't add great inefficiency, because every carrier does a different type of secure email. To evaluate security risks, and for agents to realize that as we become more and more portable, as we have PCs, removable memory sticks, backups, other types of PDA type equipment, and those are all leaving the agency premises, and there's a great risk of loss or theft of that information. And if you have private customer information on there, you have a major problem. So we're going to be coming out with a paper very shortly that asks agents to take special precautions with their portable devices, make sure their security policy specifically addresses portable devices. We strongly encourage that customer information not be put on these portable devices, but rather that when the agent needs that, they use the PC and through a secure network get the information off the agency computers to get that type of information. But the main thing is consistent industry strategy. Rather than every carrier and agency going off their own way in protecting security, we have some consistency there. And so we're going to try to help shape that debate.
So what is another must-do here, Jeff, for ACT?
Well, another new thing is to have an agent carrier workflow improvement forum. And the whole idea there is to have an ongoing group of folks that are kind of brainstorming, how do we transform into more efficient workflows in the future that will eliminate current pain points that agents, carriers, consumers are feeling. A big part of this is, as well, will be to look at the whole data issue. And, you know, as new technology emerges, what data is kept at what place? What kind of data do agents need, carriers need? Where is it best stored? All those kind of issues, which drive so much more of how we do business together. So that forum is to try to create an ongoing focus on continually looking at how can this industry do its work more efficiently and effectively for the customer.
The challenge, of course, for ACT is to bring everybody together and say these are workflows that are going to work for the industry. But it's also kind of exciting, right, because you're looking at the possibilities in the future.
I think it's very important for the industry to have a place where those kind of discussions are happening on an ongoing basis and then brought back to broader industry groups for further discussion as those ideas evolve.
Okay, what is another must-do, Jeff?
Another key one is, again, as I mentioned, part of ACT's role is to try to keep the industry focused on the future. So we have a future issues, strategic issues work group that will continue to function, and we will be reaching out to the industry, to agents, to carriers, to the entire industry to try to get information on trends, emerging issues that the industry needs to be discussing. So we're going to be looking at other creative ways to be looking out at what other industries are doing, what's emerging in the future, and so that we can not only be dealing with the problems of today, but also be thinking about how we can use future technology and other future trends to leapfrog how we do business in the future and how we serve the customer in the future.
Okay, anything else you want to mention that ACT's working on?
Yeah, then the other must-do is something we're heavily involved with and we're working with the rest of the industry in, and that is to transition the workflows and the interactions between agents and carriers to a 21st century workflow, which is basically using real-time in order to eliminate the current problem that agents tell us so strongly about, and that is the inefficiencies of having to deal with proprietary websites. And, you know, the recent Augie survey made very clear the number one time waster by far is duplicate data entry onto all these different carrier sites. And then dealing with these sites was the number one interface problem that the agents mentioned. And also, download remains just as critical part of this. Commercial lines download has been improved greatly. It's being used very successfully, particularly the small commercial lines, by a number of independent agencies. And so we encourage agencies to look at that as well. Because what we're talking about here is transitioning to the workflow of the 21st century. And the whole point of this is it's proven now by a number of agents using real time that it saves significant time. Even if all your companies are not yet on it, it'll save you significant time to use it. So it's important for agents to implement. And what's really encouraging is we're seeing a fairly steep curve of increased usage. We're only at the beginning of this new revolution in workflow, but it is a way to get us to transition to a better workflow from having to deal with all these proprietary company websites. It's important for agents to get involved because the best way you can encourage additional companies to come on board with real time is for you to implement real time with all those carriers that you have. And then if you encounter any problems, stick with it. You know, it took us well over a decade to get personal lines download. And, you know, I don't think there are many agencies today that could live without personal lines download. I think real time is going to evolve and broaden to have exactly the same or even greater impact. And again, agents need to be taking another look at commercial lines download as well. So there's a lot going on there. We're working very closely with Augie and spearheading, what we call the real-time and download implementation campaign to, you know, promote this issue, to provide more tools for agents, to look at ways the workflows can continue to be improved. So we're working on that. We're working on the power of change, which is the Accord seminar. It's being reinvented to take into account the new workflows. And this is basically a change management tool to help agencies go through change and improve their workflows within their agencies to get rid of inefficiencies and to become a lot more productive for the future.
Well, Jeff, on behalf of the independent agents and brokers around the country and, of course, the user group of Applied Systems and Applied Systems itself, thank you for all the work you're putting in and the passion you're bringing to this this change management we're talking about. There is a lot of good news out there. A lot of it is because of your efforts, so thanks for being with us today.
Thanks a lot.